We might not be every woman, but we're a relevant sample size. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got my good friend and colleague in broadcasting, Jane Mantner, hostess with The Mostest. She's got that great show from 10 to noon every Monday through Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've been talking about what's it like to be a woman in media, especially over the arc of Jane's incredibly, I think, groundbreaking, historic, and important career. I stand on your shoulders, Jane. Thank you for making what many of us new women in broadcasting, what we're able to do is in part because of the trailblazing that you did and, frankly, some of the crap that you put up with. Before the break, we were talking about one such incident where your boss basically propositioned you. It was ostensibly a business dinner, very almost cliched circumstances. You, I talk about it in a very literal sense, tap danced, joked your way out of that circumstance, reported it to HR the next day, only to find out that your HR director was sleeping with the same guy for some more months, who, by the way, was married. So all's well that ends well, I guess not. You were just saying before the break that you took a couple of other steps and the reaction was equally eyebrow raising.
Well,
you tell, Jane.
So I go to HR and she tells me that she's already sleeping with him and she can't take it to higher management, obviously, because she's involved with him. And I'm like, well, what options do I have now? Because I am concerned about retaliation because I rejected him in a very happy, you know, in a very happy tap dancey kind of way, but I still rejected him. And so I talked to several people about filing a lawsuit. And what I was told was, sure, you can do that and you'll get a settlement and you will never get another job in radio because you are a troublemaker.
I cannot tell people how prevalent that threat is in nearly innumerable categories of work and industries. I will tell you this to an absolute certainty because I know, based on some of the experiences that some of my friends had, Big Law, which is these huge international law firms, mostly based, at least their headquarters are all in New York City. There is a reason that people in pop culture have basically never heard of any employees in big law and big finance. Think Goldman Sachs, Solomon Brothers, Merrill Lynch, all of that stuff.
Yep.
You've never heard of big employee class actions because people get blackballed and you'll never work in that industry again. It is a common problem. We were talking a little bit, Jane, about how sometimes, again, being met when stories are shared, sometimes with male colleagues or about women being propositioned in the workplace, well, just say no, you don't need to worry about it. Or what's the big deal? People meet spouses in the workplace all the time. My general response is two things. If you are at all in a boss subordinate, there is never any circumstance under which that relationship is appropriate, including if the subordinate initiates said relationship with the boss. It's never okay. Here's another hot tip. Write it down if you need to. Generally, not a good idea to comment on physical characteristics of your coworkers, even if it's
meant in the nicest
very
way possible.
Nice on you.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Like, it's slippery slope. The most, hey, you look great today. Maybe the best, but even that, like, better idea, just say nothing. The other thing I've heard a lot of, Jane, and I was wondering if you could comment on this, is from men who have long time, very, very experienced in particular industries. Well, I know lots of women. I've never heard that from them. I've never seen anything like this during my 35 years in blankety blank industry.
Okay. It's interesting that you say that because this happened within, I would say, the last year. I ran into someone who I worked with at that same radio station when this happened. And that limo on a fruit plate joke that I've been using for years now, which was my jokey way out of this very uncomfortable situation with the boss who had propositioned me. I ran into this guy that I used to work with at this radio station, and he said, I love that limo on a fruit plate line. It just makes me laugh every time. And I said, do you know where that comes from? And I told him the story, and he said, oh, wow, I didn't know anything about that. Well, you know, he was always really good to me. He was always really good to me. And that's where I think it's important that people realize your experience going through life does matter on your gender and your race and how you are perceived. Just because your experience is one thing within this industry does not mean that everyone else has that same experience.
It's interesting. This has come up for me, Jane, in the context of confirmation hearings, because what is often expressed by man, and it's almost always a man, accused of set of inappropriate sexual behaviors is, oh, but I have 150 letters from women I've worked with or in my life that say I'm all a good dude. And I'm like, again, just because that woman didn't experience it, or those women, doesn't mean that this other woman who you were creep to and perceived some vulnerability or power asymmetry that you wanted to exploit didn't experience it. Remember, the height of privilege is thinking that your experience defines the entire universe of experience, and therefore something that someone is sharing doesn't exist or isn't a problem. Jane, will you come back very soon? Because I would love to have a longer conversation with you about
this. I would love to. And anybody listening out there, don't do what I did. You sue them. You take them to court and you sue them.
Because we're all, every woman, my great thanks to my great colleague, Jay Matinair, host of Matinair on Air, 10 to noon every Monday through Friday. I'm going to come back with a special edition of Women in the Media for Women's History Month here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.